shit, then we're going to, you know what we're going to do later? We're going to listen to it later, then we're going to cut it out like Watergate. Oh, we don't want that on there, no. Mm-mm. Ew. Oh, you got nothing to worry about, Bella. You got no subs anyway. Neither do I anymore. So what are you guys worried about? They're gonna, what are they gonna take the 50 subs away from you?
I know. Well, I just started. Well, I haven't promoted my channel anywhere yet, so I just started.
It doesn't matter. Listen, here's the deal. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. If you're a truther right now and you're starting a new channel, you might forget about it.
Yeah, right.
Don't even do it,
dude.
Don't
I've already
do it because the people they're stymieing people right now.
Right.
The real people who don't have any agenda on this. We're not making money for them, okay? That's very important because you asked me about Russian bids and stuff like that. These people are supporting themselves through other means.
Right.
What their intentions are, I don't give a shit. It's not my job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what I listen to is everybody. What did I tell you about listening to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to find the truth out if you don't listen to all of it?
Right.
Can't discern the truth unless you figure out all the bullshit that goes with, like, all the ingredients. You don't even know what the cake is until you see the ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta let it all play out. You can't just stymie other people and then say, oh, this is the truth. I heard it from Be Rich. Whatever
right.
his name is. You know, whatever. Those guys have their own agenda. I don't want to call anybody out because I don't know.
Well,
but I can tell you right now, there's so many damn trolls. There's so many damn troll accounts right now
mm-hmm.
that are out there. There's more troll accounts right now
mm-hmm.
that are out there for one reason only. They scamper through all of the shit that we put out.
Right.
That's what they do. That's all they do. That's their damn job. There's more of them than there are us, which is like they're attacking us. And they're getting rid of channels right now. You're seeing it. You see people's comments are being taken away, too. Innocent people, like, you know, subs.
Right.
I
sit there and I'm like, one day
I
have, like...
They're doing it to everybody now. They're shutting it down right now.
Yeah.
They're shutting it down right now. That's
mm-hmm.
what the internet thing was about in October. That's happening right now. They do things before they tell you.
Oh, okay.
We already know. They already told us in the news, right?
Right.
That the internet thing was going to go through.
Right.
But they're not going to tell you that it's in progress. Right now, it's in progress. When you see people shit get deleted like mine, it's in progress.
I went to bed. I lost 30 views in like a couple hours. I was like, what the heck? And I've never had that happen since I've only had my channel for about a month. But anyway, it was weird. But it could have been, I'm like, well, maybe it could have been, you know, a glitch, but whatever, but probably not. Because it was a video that I exposed Pizza Hut, like Illuminati Pizza Hut commercial, as being the Sukkot Hut.
The easiest person in the world to expose your Pizza Hut. That's ridiculous. Every commercial is ridiculous.
Well, I know.
Yeah, I mean, they all are. What's up with the red Saturn hat, though?
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Think about it. I looked at that red Saturn hat. That's about as gay as it gets when you put it on top of Pope.
I know.
You know what I mean? And then it's so freaking out of place
right.
for a Christian.
Well, we know the pagans are in the Catholic Church.
Explain the red Saturn hat. Well, explain the Pizza Hut bullshit, because you know why? They're throwing a what? They have a thing going
mm-hmm.
with somebody. What is it? It's something you put together the other day. Talk about your video, about the Pizza Hut video. I want to know about the message on that video. So that was interesting.
Well, you know,
let's talk about that.
Saturn is L, and that's so the Phoenicians.
Right. We already know that.
The Phoenicians are actually a mixture of Esau and the Canaanites. They became the Phoenicians, which are the Jews today. And we still are under Phoenician law, which is Saturn law, because they worship Saturn, right? And the god El.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
listen, that nation stuff that they're doing, right?
Yes.
It's the same thing, right?
To this day, all of our court systems and the cops are based on Saturn law, Phoenician law.
That's right.
And all the entire Catholic Church at the Vatican is based on Roman Saturn law. All of it.
Right.
The Saturnian
exactly.
Brotherhood people.
That's right. That's right. Who's the Roman god, too? Who's the sun god?
Ra or Osiris.
That's right. Exactly. That's exactly right, and that's exactly who we see symbolism
yes.
every time one of these false flag events
yes.
take place.
Mm-hmm.
We see the birther issue.
Right.
Oh, what is with the birther? I explained it. You explained it, I explained it, and people are still not
well, we
even
have,
giving a shit.
We have, okay. The two pillars are, it's a battery, okay? And God broke God broke the battery of the positive and negative so that the demons couldn't come back and forth, right? So CERN has
cut off the energy.
Yes, and CERN has put this energy back. And so now at all these shootings and stuff, these pop, pop, pop sounds are actually the, is actually the arc being put back into place between the two pillars.
That's right.
And they're letting the demons back through. Now, Isis is, so on the Kabbalah tree, Saturn is 3, Satan. Isis is 9, the moon, and Osiris is 6, the sun. And there's an energy connection there. And so they're letting the demons through. Yeah.
Well, that's the connection of Jesus and the crucifix, right?
But see, they copied him. Jesus already had
that
gun.
I know they copied him, but you have to tell them what their thing is. Because they know they're copying him. But tell us what it is. Tell us what they say. What are they saying about it?
Well,
about 3, 6, and 9. Where they're always using it all the time on symbolism, like Kim Kardashian.
Because Kim Kardashian represents the goddess. And like today when you did the video, you could see half her breast.
I know.
She represents the goddess.
I know, I saw that.
So we have Isis being born through the gates of hell. That is 9/11. Now,
okay.
So,
well, hold on. Before you get on, Kim Kardashian in simple gematria is 119. Just go ahead. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. I didn't know that. So there you go.
Well, you do now.
Yes.
It's 9/11 backwards.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. So
that's correct.
Yeah. So it's birthing Isis. It's birthing Horus through the gate. And that's Apollyon or Tammuz or whatever you want to call it, right? So that's their Jesus, right?
That's their Jesus. Remember, we keep talking about the cycle. That missing 7, I think, represents a lot of different things in that cycle, not just one thing.
Okay.
That missing 7, we know that 3 sevens what they mean, but that missing 7, I believe those 2 sevens is the missing 7. That's the symbolism for it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I'm telling you right now, they're using it for that. I don't care what you think it means, mm-hmm. because that 117 days from his birthday of Kanye West to that incident was so fucking symbolic.
Amazing.
Because that song that he put out with Jay-Z called NIGGAS in Paris coincides numerically and everything else with her and him and that date. That shit was fake. I'm telling you right now, she was never, ever tied up in all that shit. Never.
Jewelry. You know, and that's why I love like Jurassic Liars. He always points out in everything that they always use King, Man, and Son in all their names,
names. Do me a favor, real quickly, before you start talking anymore about Jurassic or uneducated and words of that nature. Tell people before you start saying that word, Jew. Mm-hmm. Let people know who they are and who they aren't, because I don't want people to be offended by their word when they don't understand it.
Okay, I'll explain that. Because there are no Israelite is a Jew and no Jew is an Israelite. Period. There's no fake Jews. Jews are Satan's kids. So I'm going to explain that. All right. So Esau lost his birthright, to Jacob, and that's a long story, right? But we know that happened. And so what happened was Esau married 2 Hittite women, and then they just kept marrying into the Canaanite family, which is, they were the children of Satan, because Cain had sex with Eve, and so they became the Canaanites, all right? So Esau mixed his race with the Canaanites, and they became the Edomites. So they still claim that Abraham's their father, the Jews, which is true. But since they lost their birthright and through the bloodline and to the satanic bloodline, they are now satanic.
So there's the disconnection between the modern day Israelites, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a disconnection between the modern day Israelites and the Americans and everybody else who's a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the division there? It's a division because they don't know either. It's just like we don't know what's going on in the media here in the United States.
Well,
other people in other countries can see shit that's what's going on. They're like, "What the hell's going on over there?"
Can I tell you who the true Israelites are? And this is how. And this is what they made. This is why we have the flag in the blue and the red. Because the red are the Adamites in America, which is Ephraim, Most of your white Anglo-Saxon Germanic cultures are Israelites, okay? And so America is like the melting pot of Israel. So what they did was they're trying to make the new Jerusalem, they're trying to make the new Atlantis by, and they've done this with Sir Francis Bacon and John Dee and all these people in history to create a new Atlantis by mixing the blue bloods, which are the mixture of the fallen angels and the daughters of the earth, which are the elite, the El, and mixing the Adamites to mix them together to become a new race. And that's what the flag
is. Okay, so in other words, we're all being duped, really.
Yes, we are.
I mean, honestly, we don't even, we're all from the same, listen, here's my thing. I hear a lot of crap about the melting pot, and we're all coming from different parts of the world, and how the hell, you know, what
we're
doing.
We're not.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We're not, exactly. We're all from one part of the world. Yeah. Tell them where. Okay? Tell them where the humans actually started. So that,
well,
that
we started in
the garden.
Adam means
doesn't matter if we, it doesn't matter if we migrated anywhere. We started in one spot.
Adam means ruddy in the face, and blacks and orientals and all that are not ruddy in the face. They were the pre-Adamites. So they were the pre-Adamites living on the earth. And when Adam was actually a hermaphrodite, by the way, and he split into two by becoming Eve. And God made Eve from Adam. And so
let me tell you,
9/11 is the twins. What they want to do is to take the Adam, which is the twins, which is the same DNA, and they want to take the two separate beings and put them back into one again and create a new race of mixed of male female hermaphrodites. So that's what they want. And I'll tell you how they're doing it to start with. They're putting soy in everyone's food, which is an estrogen, and all the males are becoming getting female hormones.
Have you noticed that everybody is becoming first of all, we already noticed that the wear the apparel that they're putting out is becoming cross. So everything is becoming cross gender,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Explain to everybody that the cross gender is just a symbolism. It doesn't matter.
It is symbolism,
has nothing to do with any of it because it's just a symbolism of moving things closer together to one race, one gender.
9/11 was taking the two twins and making them into one, but they layer their symbolism. Because 9/11 is also birthing Horus through the gate, 9 is Isis, 11 is hell. So they want to.
Well, I want to let the people know over in Israel, okay, mm-hmm. those people that they're probably being offended when we use the word Jew, that should not be offended when we use that word because they do not want to be identified by that.
No.
Okay?
And I'm going to tell you guys.
They do not want to be identified by these people's heritage at all.
The Jews were not gassed. That's a lie. And I'll tell you what, that was a sodomite. Because we know about the sodomite gateway, that was a sodomite term. To gas the Jews is gas out your ass. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. They died a lot of them died of a disease from a plague. So they didn't die from being gassed and rocket to the moon.
The gas chamber part of the Holocaust, you're saying, was a symbolism.
Yes.
Of the Holocaust. Yes. Of something else.
The sodomite gateway. The sodomite gateway.
Right?
It's a satanic ritual. And the same with rocket to the moon. Is a rocket up your ass. It's all sodomite.
I'm not going to say they didn't gas anyone.
No, they didn't.
I'm going to say that.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and say that his symbolism definitely was used for that reason.
No, because what they did was, in the end, the Nazis were the Jews. They're the same people. They just played each pillar, right? And so what they did was that Germany actually was the tribe of Judah, and they actually ended up killing the Christians through the whole thing.
Right, they ended
more Germans died, more Christians. Listen, more German Christians died than anybody else. That's what happened. The Christian Germans of the tribe of Judah died.
Right, so there's a cover-up right there.
Right.
That's a cover-up right there.
And they also used it to get the land of...
Not just Jewish people died, but a lot of people died.
Right.
A lot of Christians died, guys.
Yes,
a lot of Christians died, and they're going to die again. So
same with the Bolshevik Revolution and all of that. They killed all the Christians. That's what happened.
And that's why I got beat up when I said, when they were migrating, remember they were having the migration problem in Europe, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And they're still having that refugee mm-hmm. problem. Remember when I told you how they're moving these people out of their areas? But listen, they're mixed with everything. And most of the people that are mixed don't even understand, but they're Christian.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay? They don't know it. They don't even know that they're Christian, but they are. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. They're pushing these people out. Pushing Christians out. That's what they're doing. They're pushing them toward
They're trying to destroy the white race. All right. And by mixing race, by opening the borders, they're allowing all of the ethnic groups to come in to ruin the Israelite white race. And I'm sorry.
But they don't care about that. It doesn't matter because I don't care what race you're in. They just want your soul, and they want your ability to use you as a faith-based demon.
You're right. Yes, that is true.
And that's all it is to it. That's why people shouldn't get mad at each other about that race, because you know why? We talked about how they use it.
Well, the Catholic means universal, okay? And so they're pushing this universal thing. We've had Billy Graham's a 33rd. Billy Graham's a 33rd degree Mason, and he's a 33rd degree Mason, and he is pushing universalism, okay? Because he's a Mason. So anyone who's pushing universalism, He didn't write the Bible, and he didn't say, "I've come for the Chinese. I've come for the blacks." No, he came for the Israelites.
That's right. And who are the Israelites?
The white European race, the ones that are ruddy in the face, that God and Jesus.
Same people, the same trolls that are discrediting the information that we're trying to help people with.
Yes.
Same fucking trolls. They're all the same.
America
was
built.
All the same fucking boat, and these idiots don't even know it.
America was built on the idea of creating a new Atlantis of the mixed fallen angels with the humans. And that's all.
Everybody about the Constitution and shit. They don't believe me about the Declaration of Independence and everything. I told them about how it's a ritual.
Read Sir Francis Bacon's Atlantis, New Atlantis, and study John Dee. And those two guys created the universities of college. And all of the universities of college are based on Saturnian law and creating a new race.
Why do you think they're called universities?
Yes. And degrees. And education.
Listen, this is not a hate on Jews, okay? Because Israelites,
there are no good. No. Listen, this is a hate on Jews, and this
God's
is why.
People, okay?
No,
we're
no,
all
no.
God's people.
No, we're not. This is why the Jews.
Well, not them, but we are.
But Jews are not Israelites. Period.
I've said that.
And the Judites were the Galileans, and Jesus was a Galilean, and all of his apostles were Galileans, and Judas was an Edomite, and so
right. Jesus was from Galilee, right? So right away, that doesn't make sense.
He was a Judite, not a Jew, Judite.
Not a Jew.
Because of they captured the Babylonians lived amongst the tribes of Benjamin and Judah, and so they mixed all their stuff up with in their belief systems. So the Jews took the Jew name, and the rest of them, you know. And what Herod did was he killed off all of the line of Judah, and so he replaced the Mosaic law and the priests of the Mosaic law with the Jews and their Talmud and their Judaic law, which was Babylonian, all right? So those were the Pharisees of
Jesus'
time.
That's the key. The key is learning each culture, but each culture actually has a comparison to each connection to each culture. They connect to each other, basically.
Yes.
That's just how it is,
it's
guys.
All a culture.
I mean,
But
here's the thing, though. They wrote it down. They wrote everything down the way they wanted you to believe it. That's it.
And they took the Bible and they changed words around and they used the word Gentiles, which the word Gentile means ethos. And it's actually a Latin word, which is not even Greek or Hebrew. And they took that word and they say all the Jews can be grafted into the Christians. That's a Judeo-Christian philosophy,
right,
which is a lie. Now, those two tribes, two tribes that were separated was Benjamin and Judah, and the other 10 tribes were separated from them. And so one of them practiced circumcision and the others didn't. To be grafted back in was to graft the circumcision into the non-circumcision, back into the same group. So grafting in doesn't mean that the Jews and all the other world and all the rest of the world gets to graft into God's covenant. No. It just means that the tribe of Benjamin and the tribe of Judah got grafted back in as one. That's all that means.
So it's basically, again, they're hiding basically just who they really are and who everybody else is.
They actually changed words in the Bible so that they could support their Judeo-Christian bullshit.
Isn't it funny how our Mason leaders always talk about we need to get back to that Judeo-Christian. The Republicans are fake as shit, guys. Republicans are fake, oh man. I'm telling you, Republicans and Democrats—they all have their own bullshit story.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you where they got the Republican and Democrat elephant and the donkey from?
I know about the elephant. I can already tell you it's about Saturn's okay.
It comes from the Book of Enoch, where the fallen angels came and took out their privy members and had sex with the animals, and they created camels, donkeys, and elephants. That's in, Enoch chapter, it's in Enoch chapter 85, okay?
Right.
And so,
I'm going to have that impression now every time I go to the zoo. Of a reptilian on the back of a camel's ass or something.
Camels and asses. And elephants are hybrids.
All right, well, what about the two humps and the one hump?
I don't care about that. What I'm trying to tell you is that's where they got that.
I'm only messing with you.
You can help me up on
that.
And why do they use Wednesday hump day? Is there sexual bullshit?
They promote bestiality still today. Still.
Well, they're all bestiality. You don't even know.
The only reason they do it, you know why they promote it? Is because they still do it.
Exactly.
That's the thing. That's why they promote shit, so they can go backdoor shit one day and do what they want to do.
Exactly.
That's why they promote shit, okay? You know, they won't tell you they do it, but they'll put the skanky people out the front who don't give a shit.
Right.
Right? And then they'll just come in the back door whenever they feel like fucking a camel or something. You know what I mean?
I know. And everything they do is sexual, and everything they do is sodomy. And
you know what? Tell them. Phallic. Everything is about the phallus. Tell about it. Everything is about the damn phallus. Mm-hmm. Everything. Everything is about it.
It's, you know what the 33, like we talk about the 33, is two asses on one ass on another ass? Because it's...
Them again, sideways, right?
Yeah. And so, and 33 in orange is, in gematria is 33, right? So they always like to use the orange. Because the fallen angels represent orange in the prisons. Like, prisons means it's like you're going to get fucked, but in the ass.
Exactly. That's the first thing you think of when you go in there. It's a misnomer that's used as a joke. It's a society thing that's accepted.
Yeah.
Oh, did you pick up the soap? Yeah.
Yeah, because you're in the you're in the 33. You're right. Fucking trapped in the 33. Exactly.
And they even have a show called Orange Jumpsuit.
Orange is the New Black?
Orange is the New Black is the same thing, but here's the thing. The Golden Gate Bridge is orange. Go. You got 2 minutes. I'm just kidding.
No, here it is. The orange.
Why the hell is the Golden Gate Bridge orange?
Christopher, there's two gates. These two gates, there's a silver gate, which is the moon. And they've named,
I know,
I'm trying to
be facetious with people, but the Golden Gate.
The Golden Gate is actually a gate of Osiris.
That's right. Explain that to people, because there's two parts of that Golden Gate Bridge. Well, one side is Oakland, one side is San Francisco, right?
San is Satan, right? Oak is another plant. It's a plant that represents the Antichrist. So they've covered it.
The oak tree gets in the way of the other trees. Remember the Rush song?
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
Or the trees. Remember that little acoustic song, The Trees by Rush?
Right.
They can't see because they soak up all the sun.
Exactly. So,
that's a symbolism of them worshiping the sun.
Right. Exactly.
They're sucking the energy out of our life.
Right.
Is what they do.
And I think it's amazing that, you know, we, both of us and a few of us have figured this out because I think we're living in a time where they're done. they're coming to an end. And so we have these people on YouTube that are control opposition, and they're trying to, you know, they're trying to make the Christians look like they're going to, we're all going to be in FEMA camps and this and that. No, we're not going to be in FEMA camps. And all of that is a fucking lie. They can't even control, listen, the Jews in Israel can't even control the Palestinians. How are they going to fucking control an entire United States?
Listen, those FEMA camps are not going to be used for that. No. They're going to be used for afterwards, guys. This is an after, this is pre-tribulation fucking fear tactic.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It's all fear tactics.
They are going to be used, but listen, Bella, we've talked about the rapture. We're not going to be here when they're used. Let's
well,
be honest about
I'm
rapture.
Going to tell you one thing. If you read Obadiah, and this is what, this is my argument against the rapture being pre-trib and all that, okay? If you read Obadiah, it says, Jacob will burn and destroy Esau, all right? That means well, we'll have to be here to do it, and we are God's army. And everyone who's trying to escape the army, you're stupid, because you want to be here when you fucking kick their fucking asses.
Well, some people are going to have to stay back.
I'm staying here, and I will kick their asses. I want to. I don't even care.
There's going to be a hell of a shitload of stuff that's on top of human beings, and there's in that period of time.
Okay, but here, so, Satan's on. Can I just tell you, Satan is on defense right now.
We're
going to
be treated like just total slaves and shit at that point.
Satan is on defense right now, and so they're going to come back. So Satan and his angels are going to come back as the good aliens, right? And they're going to make God's angels and God the bad, the evil aliens, right? And everyone's going to join Satan's army because they're fucking deceived.
Right, they're all deceived. Even the ones right now who are in your family right now who are telling you right now that I don't want to talk about this. This is ridiculous. You're embarrassing. Those people are headed for doomsday.
Yes. And you better pray for mercy for your families. That's what I do every day. I pray for mercy.
A lot of people in your family are not going to make it to heaven, and that's just how it's going to be. Yeah.
But we have to pray for mercy for our loved ones, and we have to say, you know, and God does have mercy because we are the Israelites, right? He's going to have mercy. It's not going to be all.
Well, they show symbolism of Jesus when he comes down. There's a lot of symbolism showing different stages of that. Okay, when he comes down, before he does all that, he's bringing up people before that.
Right.
So he's going to take all these innocent people, and I'm assuming like most of them are going to be infants and kids and children who don't have anything else to do but to listen to their parents and go to school, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they are. And everybody, even me and you, were like that at one point. So
yeah, and I think God's can, before this all goes down, I think God's going to open the ones of us that are working for him, open up the eyes of our families. I really believe that. And we still have time, but what's going down is that, and literally, these assholes think that they're going to sodomite God and take his power and take the throne over. They really believe this, and they're psychotic. And God's allowed them to be psychotic to believe that they can do it.
They have people supporting them. That's another problem.
The world supports them. They've tricked the world into supporting them.
Well, listen, they have human beings mind controlled into this shit. They don't even know what they're doing. Okay? That's the sad part about it.
Well, God gave us all a free will, and I don't believe that. I believe that we're all going to have a free will, and we will have a free will.
They have a free will. They have a free will. I didn't say that. Because they're eventually going to be awakened to it.
Yeah.
But they have a free will. They have a chance to make a decision. If they're not making a decision, and the thing is, if they're not innocent and they're not making that decision, then your decision's being made for you.
This whole thing about clones is a psyop, and this is why. Because they want people to believe that you can become something that you without making a choice, could become, you could choose to not, without, okay, how would I say it? You are just a robot, and you're going to lose your soul because you're a robot. No. You have to choose. God will give us a choice.
Well, that's the thing. I keep saying that to people. It doesn't matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that people talk to you every day, and, you know, have you ever talked to somebody you never met before, and then all of a sudden you're into a conversation about this shit?
Yeah.
That's happened to me a lot, okay? A lot. Mm-hmm. And most of the times I didn't initiate the conversation. It just happens to me, and I'm going to tell you right now, it happens for a reason. You're right. Being tested. If you don't make your decision, and I keep telling people that when I'm done talking to them about whatever it is, the last thing I say to them is to make their decision now.
Right.
That's what I say to them, because that's what the message is, really. We know all the facts now, Bella, most of them. You know what I mean?
Right.
We know all the facts. We just want to tell people the truth, and that we scare people with the facts a lot of times, and they freak out.
Right.
I don't care. You know what? That the thing is, there is an audience out there for this.
Exactly.
There's a real audience out there for this, and this is intriguing to a lot of people just talking about this subject.
Right.
The subject is like taboo in mainstream media.
Well, and that's because the Masons when you think of 501(c).
To get everything that they put out.
The 501(c) churches for the tax exempt churches are, when you think of 501(c), what's 3C? 33, right? So we know right. The Masons are taking over they've taken over the churches from day one. And all these people that are talking about Jesus, they're actually really talking about Satan. And their Jesus and their Christ is Taurus.
They don't know what their Jesus is. That's the problem.
No, they do. They know exactly what they're doing. And they know their Jesus is Taurus. They've been put there.
A lot of people don't know who they're talking about.
Just, if you watch TV, you're going to be watching the fucking Talmud Vision, all right? Talmud Vision. Or Tammuz. TMZ TV. Tammuz. You're going to be watching their television. Watch Bellavision. That's where you're going to get the truth. Watch Destruction by Design. That's where you're going to get the truth, right?
Right, exactly. Why? Because, again, we don't have anything to fucking hide or anything.
We have nothing to lose.
Listen,
right?
I'll take my 50 subscribers and I'll leave this motherfucker.
I know. I'll take my 2 subscribers and I'm out of here.
Right.
I mean, listen.
All I need is the jerk, remember that? All I need is this land.
Yeah.
And this chair, that's all I need.
I love it.
All I need is my 50 subs and my playlist, and that's all I need.
Yeah. Some of these channels, these channels on YouTube, I just have to say, oh my God. I mean, every day, there's a pyramid. There's a pyramid in there. There's a hidden eye. There's a pyramid. No. There's so much more going on.
Channel, right? I love when I bust a channel and they're throwing that pyramid symbol the whole time.
I know.
And then people want to defend that shit, and it's like, man.
Exactly.
When I just want to take that pyramid and just shove it in people's faces. I want to say, here's what it is, man. Put it right over your eye.
And Christopher, the pyramid, well, we know the pyramid in the circle is the sodomite gateway, but we also know that if you look down on a pyramid from top up down, it's a square, right? And so no one even points that out.
If you look straight down, it's an X touching all four sides.
It's Xbox 360.
That's right. Well, did you know that I busted the Xbox 360 logo? Mm-hmm. I just busted it on live feed the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know about it, did you? It's new. You didn't know about it.
No, I busted the Xbox 360 in every one of my videos. In the last one I did.
This new logo, right?
Oh, a new one.
Right,
Okay.
I had the new logo the first day I did a video.
Okay,
it came out,
sorry.
And I had a commercial.
Okay.
And I was looking at the commercial, and it came out, and what happened was it had the Xbox on there, but it was a sphere, remember?
Oh,
okay,
I
so
see.
The X bent it three-dimensionally into a sphere, like it's a globe Earth. But if you look real closely, at the bottom of the sphere, okay, where it was cut all flat, was a shaded part that looked like a base.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you take the globe and you just turn it on its side like a globe, like a snow globe, that's what it looked like. So it looked like the globe Earth or the actual firmament turned over on its side.
Wow.
And that's what that looked
like. Wow. And see, I didn't see that.
Yep, nobody saw that because I just found it. It was a gray area shaded at the bottom. It represented the base of a snow globe is what it represented.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Dude, I gotta check that out. I haven't even seen that. Send that to me. I haven't even seen that.
Just on my video, it's just the Xbox logo. It used to be a three-dimensional X embedded into the sphere Earth, right? And now it's just at the bottom of it. It has a gray-shaded base that you can hardly see, but if you look at it, you can tell it's a globe Earth, and that represents the firmament. So again, right in your face with it, Xbox is totally every time. Xbox is real blatant, man.
Wow.
Their stuff is serious symbolism. If you don't know anything about symbolism, Xbox, get right over your head. Right over it.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out, because that's something I didn't even know.
I'm tired, and it's getting late here on the East Coast, because it's 2:30 in the morning.
Okay, hon. All right, love.
You can go ahead and post this if you want to.
Sure, and I think that what your channel is just absolutely just amazing. You're doing great work, and so I would just suggest everybody sub to you and sub to Destruction.
Can I shout something out to somebody right now? Can I do a shout out?
Sure.
All right, I want to shout out to a website. It's called www.bellfireclub.com. I want all you guys to go there, okay?
And so your channel is you went from Destruction by Design and Christopher Archer to
Joey Average. Well, I had Christopher Archer. I changed it to Joey Average after they kind of, stopped. They shut me down like 3 or 4 times.
So now what is your channel now?
It's just straight up Keith Strongbone.
Keith Strongbone.
That's it. I have a Destruction by Design backup channel, but I only have a few videos on it. So I want everybody to go to my Facebook, because that Keith Strongbone Facebook is blowing up. It's getting bigger and bigger now. I got over 1,000 subs now.
Great. Well, then tell everybody what, give them that address and everything you do, because I'm totally supporting your work. You're awesome. You're doing a great job.
It's all for you. That's basically it. I don't do it for anything else, because I don't need anything. God's already given me everything I needed for life.
So. He takes care of us, doesn't he? He gives us everything we need, and we're doing his job, and we don't need Satan's money, and we don't need Satan's,
I don't need any extra money, because money anyway, we know what money is. It's already got rituals all through it.
Right.
And people didn't know about them. It doesn't just have holograms in it that show you shit. It doesn't just have symbols in it, like the devil eyes, and it doesn't just have symbolism in it. What that dollar has in it, just like every recording now, every audio recording since 1970s, I believe, since they started backmasking shit, every audio recording has a demon ritualization process that it goes through. It's the master copy.
Mm-hmm.
So even the money, the print, the mint, the master copy of that mint, that block, remember that block?
Right.
Master print, that block goes through a ritual.
It's a cube, right?
Every time that block gets imprinted onto another piece of paper, Satan and the frequency of that block gets stuck right inside of it.
You know how they call money currency, right?
That's it, man.
It's
I'm telling you, all
it's
your
energy.
Audio
it's
like
energy,
that,
isn't
now.
It? Isn't it? It's energy.
Right, it's energy, because what do they do? They use the frequency that we listen to shit on, and that's basically who they are, right? We're listening to them, basically. They're telling us everything.
I love you, man. I love your work. I love what you're doing. I just want everyone to just go to your channel and just soak it in and learn it. And you're on it.
All right, cool. All right, thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, hon. Until soon, man. We're going to do this again. I love you.
All right, love you, too. Have a good night. And everybody, keep strong on survivors.
Yes.
Everybody out there, you guys, have a good night. All right.